Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We'll get the latest on the Redskins from Craig Hoffman, one of our beat reporters who was in Richmond and is now following practices with the team, having moved back to Ashburn to continue its prep for week one in the Philadelphia Eagles. We are under a month away from the start of the NFL season, about 3 weeks now.
I want to talk about actual football games. I want to talk about less other stuff. I want to talk about games that mattered and results and events. No hypotheticals, games.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, that's what I want.
Friday show, going to be football heavy with the Redskins playing Saturday night at FedEx. First game at home in 8 months. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. We're discussing Michael Bennett's claim that if white players took a knee with the African-American players that are doing it, it would help the movement. Also, maybe this is the bigger question we're discussing now. How should teams be handling this scenario? The 49ers got a couple of their greats like Jerry Rice and Steve Young to come back and essentially say to players that, look, it's better for the organization and it's divisive in the community if we keep taking a knee. Let's find other ways to make an impact. What do you think about how the 49ers are trying to handle this? Do you support and endorse that, or do you think they should just tell players, whatever you want to do, you do it? The Redskins last year had a meeting, and we don't know what was said in that meeting, but Jay Gruden came out afterwards and said, you know, we're in Washington, D.C. It's important for us to be leaders on this, and I don't think any of our guys are going to take a knee. But we don't know this year. I mean, what if, I'm just picking a guy out, Trent Williams or someone decides he's going to take a knee as one of the most popular players on the team? I mean, that would really create something that you and I, unfortunately, would have to talk a whole lot about, I would assume. Let's go to Mike in Landover on the Fan. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Clay? Hey, thanks.
What's up, bud?
Doing good, buddy.
You know, just being a minority in this country, you know, and seeing some of the injustices that unfortunately happen in this country, me personally, I don't have a problem with the way they protest. Now, I can understand as an owner or a GM, and you're running an organization, that player represents your organization. So, of course, you don't want that type of public publicity on your organization because a player is making a protest. But this is America.
Right.
Okay? This is a country where we have the right of freedom of speech and the right to express yourself without any type of punishment during a nonviolent, and I don't even want to call it a protest. It's a person, an individual expressing how he feels about how the country is being, I don't want to say portrayed or ran.
No, but I understand
your
the
point's well taken.
Thank you, man, for the call. It's.
I would say it's a protest.
Yeah.
But that said, I agree with every point he made. And that's why I don't lose sleep over, like, people get so offended and bothered and angry. One, I've talked to enough military members that say they don't take offense to that. Now, a lot of them do, obviously. And I do feel bad about that. I do feel like, if they feel disrespected, that is disheartening in a lot of ways to me. However, I do feel like in this country that you should be able, as long as it's not hateful to anybody, and by taking a knee during the anthem, you are not disseminating hate.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in Charlottesville and you scream with your pitchforks and your flames and your scream, I watched this thing on Vice with these guys yelling about if you're not white, you know, anti-Jewish remarks and all this stuff. That's hate. That shouldn't be protected by anybody or anything. That is wrong. When you take a knee during the anthem, we can say that that's disrespectful. We could say that that's misguided. You can have your own opinion, but that's not hateful. You're just doing something that's not harming anybody.
Let me go back to the owner's perspective of this, okay? Now, again, I generally don't side with the owners on just about anything. I can't stand ownership as a class or kind of as a group because they bilk taxpayers and hold municipalities almost borderline hostage, and they move teams. Look at the Kroenke. Look at San Diego moving. Look at Las Vegas, whatever, right? I can't stand owners in general. But the owners do have a responsibility to their community. Let's say you don't think, and I don't, by the way, I don't think people should be anywhere near as bothered as they are by somebody taking a knee. Just my opinion. That's all. Somebody takes a knee, I'll still watch the game. I'll still go to the football game if I was going to go anyway. It's not going to change anything. I'll go, hey, I disagree with that. And then I'll still go buy my popcorn, right?
But I feel that way, Danny, when someone says something I disagree with.
Me too. But let me finish this. So if I'm the owner and I don't think they should be pissed off, but they are, and they're getting the letters from like the angry folks that are mad about it, where do my responsibilities lie? You know, personally, I can say this is not that big a deal. Why are we overreacting? But this is my constituency.
Right.
These are my customers. Do I have that responsibility? Does that supersede any kind of shouldn't be a big deal opinion wise?
Going back to something you said, but to crystallize it more succinctly, last segment, when you take a knee, are you ultimately getting more attention for the issue, or is more attention spent talking about you taking a knee? Now, I'm not saying it's the player's fault, but we talk more about who is and is not taking a knee than mm-hmm. we do what they actually want talked about.
Yeah.
Now, that's not something Michael Bennett or Marshawn Lynch did wrong, but that's a fact. We talk less about why they're taking a knee and more about who is doing it. Rick and Laurel, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I think you guys hit a key point. The NFL players are majority African-American, and as an owner, the way I would handle it, you have to be sensitive to your employees. If this is an issue and the NFL can figure out a way to poll the players, if this is an issue that's important to them, then they have to address it. The worst thing that you can do with issues of race or any other issues involving that is to suppress it. And if your employees feel that they cannot speak out or cannot express themselves without retaliation, then you do not have a thriving organization. I think the other thing that's missing is that these owners are very powerful and they have access to politicians.
Yep.
A way that they can handle it is that the way that I would feel like someone's listening to me is, let's have an honest dialogue with the NFL about how you feel about excessive force being used against the police. Obviously, this is an issue. Now, it doesn't mean that the NFL is responsible for solving the issue, but at least act like you're hearing your constituency and your players. The worst thing that they can do is to say, we're just going to sweep it under the rug or retaliate, or there's a thought of collusion. You have to hear what the players are saying and try to get out in front of it and possibly use some of your influence.
Thanks for the call. Doug and Dumfries, you're up.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. Good show. My thought is exactly right along the lines of your last caller, and that being that if the NFL would, like, put up on the major scoreboard, like a league statement, maybe all these players that are considering taking a knee in a joint statement, but still have these guys stand. I mean, they talk about taking a knee. There's also people standing in the stands that talk and have their hats on during the national anthem. That's just disrespectful. I'm getting tired, Marine. And, usually tell those people to shut up. Or to stand up, and
yeah.
Most everyone at least stands, even in the stands, say Mike Dawkins and stuff.
Appreciate you, Doug. One thing that's going to be fascinating to see is as the year begins, and let's say it's 10 or 12 prominent players over the course of the first several weeks are taking a knee, what is the national reaction going to be this year comparative to last year?
It just can't be the same firestorm. It just can't be, right?
Generally, as time goes on, we kind of all soften our stances. And I don't know if something this divisive and this polarizing is going to fall into that category, but I don't think it'll be the same fervent conversation it was last year, but it's clearly something people still very much want to discuss. Craig Hoffman's one of our Redskins reporters. He's following the team. Is Jamison Crowder going to play against the Packers? What about Preston Smith? We'll get some answers next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.